that. And so when I was thinking about it, maybe I would do that, you know, just share a little bit of my life story and what God has been doing in my life. So I think, you know, every one of us, it is, you know, life is life. I mean, it's such a long thing, such a big subject, and we can't really, you know, we don't really have time to listen to my life story, and I don't really want to bore you with my life story. Anyhow, maybe I will share, you know, what God has been doing in my life and with a little bit of my life story. So if I have to begin with a life story. So I was born in Myanmar. So Myanmar is a kind of, you know, it used to be known as Burma. So when I first came to Australia about 14 years ago, people asked me, where you come from? I said, Myanmar. You know, they gave me this look. And I said, Burma. Oh, yeah, Burma. So everybody knows Burma. So I just said Burma. So I'm from Burma and a northwestern side of Burma, small town. I was born there. I belong to Chin ethnic group. So we have so many different ethnic groups in Burma, and I belong to the Chin ethnic group. And there are a lot of Chin people here in Australia as well. And so I was born in a Christian family, and ever since I was really young, I would get up quite early in the morning on Sunday to go to Sunday school. We call it Sunday school. To go to the church and learn about Christian since my childhood. And since my childhood, I found out later, but back then I didn't really. Since my childhood, I was very into God thing. You know, I like being in the church. I like memorizing scriptures in our language. And, you know, I didn't really know why, but, you know, I enjoyed that. And my hometown is about 6,800 feet above sea level, so it's really cold. But nevertheless, well, one of the reasons I could get up in the morning with such a cold weather is because, you know, our parents push us to, you know, to go to Sunday school, and they really want us to learn about God. But when I was about eight years old, my father passed away, and it was then everything was different then. Before that, life was beautiful, life was great. You have a loving parents, you have a loving, you know, relatives and friends and neighbors, and it was beautiful. But then when my father passed away, things changed. And I didn't really know what I lost at the time my father passed away. I didn't really know, you know, what I lost. But later on, I realized, wow, you know, I wish I had my father. So that kind of thing. But then, you know, the reason is because, you know, I was about 8 years old. I was about grade two, grade three. And my father, he had a plan for me and my brother. I have one brother, elder brother, and then two younger sisters. So my father, he planned for me and my brother, once we get to grade five, which is the beginning of the middle school in Burma back then, he planned ahead that me and my brother would be studying in the capital city in Yangon. So he planned ahead, and he bought everything that we would need by then. So later on, I realized that, wow, you know, he planned ahead. He thought ahead. So if he was alive, you know, I would be a different person today. So that's what I used to think. And so, but he passed away. And his sisters, they said, you know, this is our only brother. We will fulfill his wish. And so me and my brother was adopted by my auntie, my father's sisters, and moved to capital city. And, you know, my mom was left in my hometown. And then from capital city, then up to, from 93, 94 up to 2001, I was living in the capital city of Myanmar, the big city. And from 2001, with my auntie's family, I came with them to Australia. And I'm very thankful for such a beautiful country, Australia, because, you know, the country has been really, you know, embracing people like us to find a new home. So I'm really thankful for Australia. It is like, you know, my uncle used to say, once we get to Australia, the next destination is heaven. And there is no better country like Australia in the world. So the next destination is heaven. And that is very true for us. You know, I've never known the country called Australia until basically I was studying in year 10, which is equivalent to year 12 in Australia. After year 10, we go to university. So in year 10, we study the big four countries in the world. So I studied Australia back then. And that's the first time I had Australia. But back then, I didn't really know I would be living in Australia. So by birth, I was born in Myanmar. So I'm Burmese. But by citizen, you know, by choice, my parents' choice and my guardian's choice, by choice, I'm now Australian citizen. And by grace alone, I am now the Son of God. And I'm very thankful for that. So this morning, you know, when I came here to with all of you to share, you know, I must apologize, those of you who have been expecting a much more mature, older person. I'm sorry for that. I'm not that mature and old yet. And yeah, yes, exactly. We are all on the same page. And also, those of you who might be expecting, you know, a multimedia PowerPoint presentation with my sharing, I'm sorry, I don't really use, not yet, anyway. I think I don't really need to use them yet. And so I'm sorry for that. And so, when I came, I thought maybe I'll... So, another disclaimer. I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to give a lecture or anything. Just simply here to share my story, and then just a little encouragement. And I pray, you know, my biggest preparation coming here is just prayer. You know, I pray to God that maybe through this sharing, this short sharing, for all of us, including me, it will be another refreshment from God, and we will learn something about God again, because there's never ending to learn about God. So my title this morning, you know, I thought, I mean, if I have to give a title, you know, it's not really a title, but if I have to give a title, I would call it Learning to Trust God. And for me, the most important thing in life is God. So I try to put the most important thing in life is to trust God, to know God, to something God. But then I can't really, you know, I'm not satisfied with that statement. So I thought, the most important thing is just God. Because the more I put words into it, I feel like I make God less God. And so I thought, yeah, God is the most important thing in my life. And so, you know, when I, you know, I was growing up in a Christian family, a Christian, so basically we were taught, you know, Christian thing, Christian, like, Bible story. I really enjoyed that. That was beautiful. I would use in our church as well, that kind of setting. That was very beautiful. So I learned about God. I learned about, from the Bible character and everything. So I was really into it. Like I said, I was really into the God thing, and I was really enjoying it. But then, when I first started studying my first semester in Vos, we were doing in ministry formation, we were doing this little activity. We did sort of, you know, a timeline, drawing a timeline, and then, you know, what happened there, what happened there, just remarkable thing happened to your life, my life. So I was drawing it. But interestingly enough, you know, I found out that, you know, throughout my life, I had those really, you know, I called myself, darkest years. You know, I don't even really want to think about them anymore. You know, I just want to forget them. Just completely, if I could erase completely, then I would do it. You know, that kind of period I had in my life. Not really in physically, but sort of emotionally and mentally. I was really, you know, I had that kind of life situation. But then interestingly enough, when I did that study sort of activity, drawing my timeline, I found out that during those darkest time of my life that I call, I actually became clear about the salvation of God. And so I was visiting in a Burmese New Year. April is a Burmese New Year, water festival. And so during those time, you know, a lot of Christian churches, I think all the Christian churches, they have, you know, the camp. So camp is a good thing. So please do have camp. Camp is great. Please. And so one of those camps, I wasn't really planning to go. I was just visiting to my grandfather and, you know, at their house. But then at their house, they were having a camp. So not everybody can afford, you know, to go somewhere else. So they were having their small church, their small community, they were having a camp. And through that study, that intensive 2-3 days Bible study about salvation, about sin and everything, then I became clear about my, about salvation. It was great. And then I look back. After that, I realized, everything that I studied, everything that I learned about, everything that I heard when I was younger from church, from Sunday school, they make sense suddenly. Because I remember, one time when I was really young, my mom, me and my brother, she put it into the Bible teaching. And then the preacher was just, he was preaching like, God is... He was preaching about the salvation. And then, I was listening like this, just looking at him, not even blinking. And he really liked it, I thought, he's a good listener. And then he asked me a question. Hey, Kung, you are having an exam at school. And so let's say you... Instead of you doing the exam, if your teacher is doing your exam for you on your behalf, would you pass? And I was like, that's not possible. I mean, why would he do that? In my head, that's what was going on in my head. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Because the teacher's teachers, me is me. My exam, I'll have to do it myself. So I was just, but I didn't say anything. And he didn't get the answer that he wanted. So he said... You listen, but you get nothing. But then later, after I became clear about my salvation, I realized, wow, it makes sense to me now. Because I can't do anything, because there is nothing that I can do about my salvation. That's why God himself do it in Christ, so that I don't have to do it anymore, because I can't do anything. So Christ is my salvation. So I became clear about that. So after that, my life just, became a bit, a little bit better. In terms of my spiritual life, I realized that, okay, it's not really about me, it's all about God, and he's doing things through my life. And so we came to Australia in 2001, and then I was really into this soccer thing, football. I love it. And when I was young, I play all the time in Burma from, during school holiday. We just had breakfast and then just went down to the street. We don't have oval or anything, just play on the street. And then the rain come, we still play. And then the rain stop, we still play. We rest, we play, we rest, we play. So that was good. And so I really love it. And so when I came to Australia, I was about 16, 17. So I thought, now this is my chance. Maybe if I could try, I might become a professional football player, a professional soccer player. Because in Burma, until now, to be able to play in a team or anything like that, you have to know a lot of people, like big people, government people, because of that kind of government, we are forced to go into another country to look for a better future, a better home. And so I thought, now Australia is such a good country. But then, I realized Australia not really into soccer thing. You're like, footy, yay. But so I thought, yeah. And then, the reality of life is that, I left my mom and my sisters, and so I had to walk and to support a family and that sort of thing. So that sort of life, real life situation, when they came up, you just have to put your hobby. It was more than a hobby for me, but you had to put it aside. I still play. It's for fun now with the church group and it's really fun. But so that's what happened. And then in 2011, my mom and my two sisters, they also came to Australia through the humanitarian entrance to Australia as well. And then so I thought, wow, now that our family is all together, if we have to struggle, we'll struggle together. And so I quit my job from working full-time. I used to work as a hospital orderly at St. Charles Gardner Hospital, and I quit my job, and then I went into VOS for ministry, because I have always been involved in the ministry. So since I came to Australia, there's a Burmese church. We call ourselves Myanmar Baptist Church, and we speak mainly Burmese, and it has been more than 10 years now. Since then, I was there, since I first came to Australia, so I was there. And then in about 2003, we have this minister from Burma. He came to minister to our church. And with him, he became my mentor, he became my spiritual sort of, you know, elder father, and he looked after me. He gave me advice. He teach me, and he basically guide me through ministry. And I've always been involved in ministry, and I've realized that, you know, I've been always walking and the past 10 years, but then never full time at anywhere. And I'm always casual wherever I go. And I realized that, you know, I realized that because, you know, wherever I walk, I feel like this is my second job. My first job is at church and serving God, serving God's people. That was my, basically, that was my thing. So no matter where I was, so, you know, my supervisor, manager was saying, you know, would you like to become a full-time now? So that's all right, I'll stay casual. I didn't know, but the reason was because when we have a church camp, so that I can take a day off whenever I want as casual, that was the thing. And if I have to take day off because I have something to do at church, so I can easily take a day off. That's why I never become a full-time employer in anywhere. So then I realized, wow, and then, you know, that thing came up. You know, ministry life is my first job, and then this job is a way of God providing me to pay some bills, because I realized that. And so I'm very thankful to God for that kind of revelation as well. And so I decided to go into full-time study to prepare for ministry. And so I went to VOS for 3 years, 2012-2015. And now I just finished my, you know, the study never ends, but my course, the theology, I completed what they want me to complete. The grade is not very good, but nevertheless, I completed it. But the thing is, what I realize is now that I complete, you know, I could say, you know, now that I complete Bachelor of Theology in Australia, so you see, in the Burmese eyes, that's already something, you know, because Australia's standard of education is, you know, it's worldwide. I mean, it's very high, basically. And I didn't really have to pay for it, but I just borrowed government, and it was all grace. I just see grace everywhere. I looked at my life, and just God is always there. God is just pulling the strings, and so I realized, okay, now that I've finished my study, I've got a degree. Now I'm fully qualified to preach, to do ministry, and I am sort of ready for anything, you know. If I say that, that'll be really, really, pardon the word, but dumb, because that's not what happened, actually. You know, after I finish it, you know, throughout my life, I was growing up in a Christian family. I learned about the Bible. I learned about the Bible character. You know, I know quite a lot about the Bible, basically. And then sometimes, you know, I talk with, you know, like preachers, teachers, and ask them little questions and remember that. And then, you know, I used to use my knowledge, you know, sometimes in our church, I might just recite a scripture, a verse, you know, by heart. You know, scripture said this and this and this, so let's. And then later I realized, man, when I recite a scripture, a verse in front of people, what am I doing? You know, do I really want the people to know the scriptures, to know about more about God through my, you know, reciting scriptures? Or am I telling the people, look at me, how much do I know about the scriptures? What am I doing? And I asked myself that question, and I was actually a bit scared. Wow, you know, what am I doing? What is my real intention here? And am I actually showing off my knowledge about Bible? Or do I really want them to know the Word of God? You know, I couldn't answer that, actually, to be honest. And so that was quite a scary thing. And then now that I've finished my study, you know, I thought, you know, I'm ready. I'm qualified. No, nothing like a kind. You know, I feel like I've been chopped from my knees and, you know, make me humble. And, you know, basically what the study gave me is that, you know, there's nothing that I know. You know, all I know is just I know nothing. You know, that's my favorite quote. All I know is I know nothing. And you know, the more I read, I just realize, okay, I don't know. And so, you know, what that make me is that, okay, the ministry is about God's ministry. It's all about Him. It's all about God. And He has to do it. He has to do it. And He has to lead people. He has to guide people. He has to do through me. And He has to do in our church. He has to do it. You know, so it makes me rely more on God. It makes me to just trust in Him, and through His words, and who through His doing, through my experience and everything. You know, because you see, I just went back to Burma after 14 years or so. And last month in January, I went back to Burma to visit two areas of, you know, as our church, we try to do some mission works in Burma as well. So we've been very blessed. We've been blessed through that as well. So I went there to visit them. And then, you know, some areas, they don't even have, you know, access to electricity. One of the villages I went there, they don't have electricity at all. And then they don't have, the car can't get there. See, no car, just through little boat, and you have to get there. And then I saw a lot of kids, and, you know, so with their church, we combine and, you know, just we just share some. So every year our pastor will go there, visit them, and then teach the Bible. And so I thought, wow, you know, these people, you know, they earn just a little bit of money. You know, they don't. Some of the kids, they don't even have enough clothing. But then when they're singing, praising God, wow, it just, you know, I couldn't help myself but just tear up. They were just singing out loud, singing with their heart out. And so I thought, wow, you know, in this kind of situation, you know, this is really, you know, with Australia's standard, actually, you know, I actually saw Australia government aid, AusAid, because it was one of the Nargis affected area. So, you know, Australia. So I was, wow, there you go, that's my country now. Anyway, so I saw, you know, their life and their situation, and then this is, you know, judging with Australian standard, it's really low. It's really low. And then I went to Penang as well, Malaysia, to visit our Burmese, you know, some workers there. And some of them, not some of them, a lot of them, you know, because of the life situation in Burma, they are forced to leave their home country to be working in a country like Malaysia. You know, Malaysia is, you know, a lot better country than Burma, but not as good as Australia. You see, you know, a lot of Burmese workers, they don't have a proper paper. They don't really have a leak, you know. See, they come through boats and underground, you know, just illegally they're living there. And they walk, and when they have salary, they have, you know, they have to walk almost every day. And in 1 month, their salary is about Australian $300-$400. And they have to send some of the money to their family back home. And at the same time, they have to be aware of authority as well. If they get caught, they lost everything. And like someone's mentioned, you know, they have to bribe. If they have enough money, they have to bribe everything they have. Some of them, they walk because they don't have paper. Some of, you know, they have really unfortunate, they have a bad boss. Since they don't have paper, you know, sometimes some boss just, okay, the work is done now. They left them. And they can't do anything because they don't have any paper. So that kind of situation, I met them. And some of them, I met with them, you know, pray with them, just study the word with them. And the reason I'm telling them is just, you know, in that kind of situation, different situation, and I put myself into their shoes, you know, can't really. But I myself was growing up in that kind of country, so I actually have a better and fair ideas what's going on in their life. And I put myself in their shoes. And one thing I realized is the only way I will be able to face that kind of life situation, in any situation, is that to put my security in God's hands, to trust in God's. You know, I've learned that through my journey. Because, you know, wherever we in Australia, it's very easy. You know, a lot of our people, when we came to Australia, you know, sometimes, you know, it becomes like, what is the word? I don't know, but it's also a blessing, but sometimes it's also a curse, you know, because I've seen a lot of divorce in our people. That's not normal. It used to be it never used to be like that, but in here, because we have less education, you know, people think here is a free country. They think they can do everything, and you know, in discipline wise, they just don't care, and that sort of thing. Unfortunately, you know, some of us, and we live like that, so it's really unfortunate. But you see, Australia, at least, we don't have to really worry about authority or, you know, living in fear. No more. But then, in that kind of situation, in Burma, back home, in some areas, and then in Malaysia, the Burmese people, and I put myself into their shoes, and then the only way I can live through that kind of situation is if only I have my security in God. Because even in Australia, you know, recently I read an article. It says in Australia, a lot of teenagers are taking their own life. Every year, the rate is just getting higher and higher. Why? What is, you know, I ask myself, what is wrong? Why would they do that? This is such a lucky country, the country with where milk and honey flow, the best country in the world. Why would they do that? And I realized, you know, only when we have our security in God, we are secure. Back home, little kids, not enough clothing. You know, some of them, they only have one meal a day. But then they praise God like, wow. You know, it cheers you up. And a country like Malaysia, people, you know, I'm not here to justify it or compare and contrast in lifestyle. No, I'm just here to give a little example that only when we have our confidence and our security in God, we can live through in anywhere in the world, in any life situation, and in no matter the circumstances are. Only when we have confidence in God. You know, if we put our confidence and our security in our bank account, it will one day just fade away, and we're never sure. If we put our confidence in a house, in a home that we own, in a car that we have, you know, accident could happen. And when it happened, where, what now? But only when we have our confidence and our security in God, because God is never changing, yesterday, today, and tomorrow the same. And, you know, there's so much to learn about Him as well. You see, in a country like Burma, I never thought I'll be living in here and then sharing, you know, His love with you, this light, this kind of setting. And so I'm very glad to be here. And, you know, when I studied at Vos, I didn't really expect many people to see you. I don't know why, but when I met people from different countries, people from different background, but when we worship God together, wow, it was great. And it is great. And so this morning, if you know, the main thing I want to share is that let's put our confidence and our trust and our security in God alone. And if we do so, then I think we can live through any kind of situation, in any kind of life situation, you know, wherever we are, you know, in any situation. So sorry, I've taken a lot of time, but thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me a hearing, and I'm very glad to be here. And so, yeah. So, you know, maybe just two thoughts is, you know, just to... I had one verse in my mind, which is, you know, Lamentation 3:40 says, "Let us examine our ways, test them, and let us return back to the Lord." And, you know, that verse is just, you know, through my sharing this morning, maybe let's look our life again, and where is our confidence, where is our security? And let's put our security and confidence in God. And every day, I think God is giving us chances to learn to trust Him all the time. So thank you. Thank you for giving me hearing.